You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
This is a very good question for many of you. April says, what would your next step be if someone was interested in the opportunity, watched the video, but now it's crickets and no responses? So I got multiple things I can tell you about this. So first of all, a lot of times it's in the work that you do before you introduce the video that dictates or greatly influences if they're ever going to respond or not. So how most network marketers do it is, they'll say, hey, would you have time, pretty pleases, to watch a video? It goes over my stuff. And the person's like, oh, I guess. All right, yeah, sure. Oh, good. Here it is. And so I'm not saying anyone says that exactly word for word, but that's kind of the energy is, hey, I got this video. It'd be cool. Like, soup's cool if you watched it, maybes, if you have times. And they're like, oh, I guess I can try to watch it. Oh, goody. All right, here you go. And so that's how most network marketers operate. They operate like the prospect is the prize. And then they sit there and they refresh their screen. Refresh, 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 refresh. No response. Refresh, refresh, refresh. They power down just in case there's a Wi-Fi issue. They power back up. Refresh. Still no response. Unbelievable. And so you have to get into the mindset that you are the prize. You're the prize. And here's why I say that. Here's why I say that. So most people that you just walking around town, most people that you see on Facebook, most people you see on social media, walking around town, anywhere, most people have one or many problems, okay? So if someone is unable to do what they actually want to do because of money, then I would say they got money problems. If someone is unable to do what they want to do because they don't have the time or they're too busy, I would say they have time problems, okay? And if we could go down the line. Network marketing is a possible solution for at least time and money problems, right? So if you had, $100,000 coming into your, let's be more realistic here. If you had $6,000 coming into your household, whether you rolled over in bed or out of bed every single month like clockwork, would that give you more time? Would you might say, I don't have to go and show up for this thing, right? Might it give you more time? And for some of you, obviously ratchet it up, 10,000, 20,000, whatever, right? And so most people that you ever encounter on social media or off have some kind of problem. They got either a financial problem, they got a time problem. Now, if they're like a yogi and they're just like, I'm totes cool with nothing, right? Then they don't have a problem, right? Good for them. But most people have a problem, but they have a problem with no solution. So when I was working in the corporate world and I'd worked my way up to a pretty good salary, yeah, they paid me more, but they also demanded more. So they paid me more, but they demanded more. So all of a sudden I had to work more weekends. All of a sudden I had to stay late on more nights than not. And so I was spending more time with pictures of my kids than the real thing. So what was my solution? I didn't have one. There was no solution. There was nowhere in the org chart that said, you know what, you could be an overlord manager that shows up half the amount of time that you do and make the same amount of money. There was no position in the org chart that said, work less, still get paid the same. Didn't see it. I mean, I combed that thing with a fine tooth. I mean, I got my jeweler's loop out and I'm like looking at the org chart and I didn't see it anywhere. Now, I'm not bashing jobs, by the way. If you love your job, awesome. Awesome. Rock it out. Make it happen. But most people cannot create time or financial freedom with only a job. Just telling you the truth, right? I'm not bashing jobs, just telling you the truth. And so if that's the case, now, you may say, because it's really popular to do this, you may say, well, I haven't created financial freedom, so, I can't help anybody. I haven't created time freedom, so can't help anybody. Well, if you're really self-centered and think it's all about you, then that's a natural response. Ask yourself, is there anyone in your company that has made any money without you? Is there anyone in your company that has gotten a benefit from the product or service without you? I sure hope so. Or are you the one person that, you know, you've recruited every single person and every single person has learned from you and they're the only ones that have ever made money or ever gotten a benefit from the product or service? I hope not. That would be very strange. I've never met someone like that. There are people that have been recruited by other people than you, shocking, I know, that has gone on to make money or got a benefit from the product or service. Now, what I didn't even talk about, I talked about time freedom, financial freedom. What about the benefits of the product or service? Maybe you help with inflammation. Maybe you help with glorious hair. Maybe you help with glittery skin, right? Creamy skin, whatever you help with. So there's time freedom, there's financial freedom. There's the benefit of your product or service. See, most people don't have a solution to any of those things. You do. Now, does that mean that every single person that ever joins is gonna have amazing time freedom, financial freedom? No, but at least it's possible. Was it possible in my corporate job? No, it was not possible. There was no position. The only position that existed that I saw was CEO. He was constantly on vacation. That was pretty sweet, but I couldn't work my way to CEO, I don't think. And you know, I could have given it a good 20, 40 years of trying, but I don't think I could have worked myself to CEO. I don't think so. And so you have to start looking at yourself as the prize because you have possibility, whereas they probably don't. And so if someone's not responding after watching a video, a lot of times it's because you've positioned them as the prize. And so I'll say things like, okay, cool, well, I'm real busy today, but how soon can you watch the video? Now I'm busy, okay, got it. All right, well, I'm busy, but I'm free at 3:15. Can I give you a call at 3:15? Will you be at this phone, right? Or will you have watched it by 3:15? Because I'm pretty busy today. So instead of walking around like everyone else is the prize and I'm just, pretty please have pity on me and watch my video. Instead of walking around like a little baby bear, I walk around like I run a $50 million law firm. How would a $50 million a year law firm attorney or partner, how would they operate? Would they say, hey, when can you come in for a consultation? Let me know. I sure would love to work with you, right? Or would they say, I'm busy. I'm busy and, you know, if you want to come in, I got, you know, 2 weeks from now, Tuesday at 2:45, I can talk, right? And so you have to have that posture way before you have a team. Way before you have a bunch of reps or making a bunch of money, because I know some people are already like, well, that's easy for you to say, Ray, you got money. No. It was that energy and posture that made me lots of money, okay? It was that energy and posture that got people to respond. You know, when people would, watch the video, if someone said, I'll try to watch the video, I'd be like, hold the phone. You just said you'd try. Does that mean you're probably not going to? Because let's save each other time. If you're not going to, then no worries. No big deal. No big deal, right? I'd say that. No big deal. I can just, you know, mosey on along. Never get too addicted to any one prospect. I don't care if they're the mayor of the town. I don't care if they just got traded to the Lakers. I don't care who they are. I'm never addicted to any one prospect. And so they also have to know that I am going to position myself as busy, I'm gonna position myself as a professional, I am not going to be at their beck and call and say pretty please with sugar berries on top, will you watch my video pretty please, right? That's not what I'm gonna do, not what I'm about, not how I roll. And so if I'm following up with them, I'm gonna give them the three-step follow-up, okay? Number one, hey, because I asked how soon can you watch it, and then upon their response, I set a time, I'm gonna reach out to them upon the agreed upon time, and whether it's through Facebook Messenger or a phone call. I'll be honest, I did prefer phone call for closing because I could hear their tonality, I could hear their size, I could pick up on a lot of stuff you just can't pick up through Messenger. I realize that my lazier peeps love Messenger, I get it. It is easier, I guess, if you just wanna type, but you are losing, I would say 10 to 20% of the people you could have closed if you just got better at communications and reading people and listening, active listening. And so so I would follow up with them, and if they didn't, you know, answer the Facebook call or they didn't answer my Facebook message, hey, it's 2:45, we had an appointment, you're ready to chat, right? If they didn't respond to that, I would wait 24 hours, And I would hit them again with either a phone call or a message and just say, hey, left your message yesterday, haven't heard anything. Let me know, I hope you're okay. And by the way, if this is something that isn't fit for you, just let me know. We'll save each other some time if that's the case. Now, would a baby bear ever say that? A baby bear would be terrified to say that. They'd be like, ooh, no knows. It's gotta be a perfect fit because it's ground floor opportunity and patent pending, right? So baby bear would be constantly trying to close them and push them forward. Not me, I'm not baby bear, right? I'm the partner of a $50 million a year law firm. That's how I posture myself, okay? And so that's how you should posture yourself. And this is how I posture myself when I was dead broke in personal foreclosure, right? So it's not about what I've attained and now I'm big time, right? No, I did this when I needed money like air to breathe. I postured myself, okay? You should too, all right? And then the step three is if I don't hear from them 2 days later, I'll send them this message. Hey, it's, you know, I haven't heard from you. It's clear it's not a fit for you. I'm gonna mark you off the list. I wish you the very best. Now, funny enough, that's the message that most of them respond to. That's the message that most of them respond to. And so if you don't like being postured or being, you know, in the way that I, you know, that I'm talking about, as far as position yourself as the prize and things like that, it's okay. You will just get less percentage of people that are introduced to your company or product or service. It's a fact, right? So it's okay. You can keep operating the way that, you know, a lot of times people ask me, you know, advice along this kind of lines and I tell them exactly what I would do. And they're like, ah, I really don't like that. And I say, okay, well, keep doing the way you're doing it then.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.